This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But also credit to Jalen Green, who, again, had that 20-point third quarter, went to the line at least 14 times. Adam, didn't he? I mean, almost hit a career high on free throw attempts. I want to say it was 15 going into that game, but
15.
Yeah, but
only made 12. That number, you know, you got to get to 13. Yeah. You don't want to be 75% if you're going to the free throw line that often. It would be, that. And I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that was one of the things that made James Harden so good, is that he got to the line a million times, but he also never missed from there. So you got to be a little bit better than 75% if you're going to go to the line 16 times.
Yeah, and I think it'll get better there too. He even missed was it the Suns game or the Warriors game where he missed a technical? He went there to shoot a technical and missed it. I'm like, come on, man. I mean, you got to get these easy ones, Jalen. I mean, and it's not like, you know, the better he gets, the more important I think it is going to be for him to hit those foul shots, because, I mean, his shots are just going to get harder, you know, the way he's guarded night in and night out.
Yeah, he's 79% from the free throw line this year. Again, that's still very good. But I think with anyone, you just want that shot to be a little bit more consistent, a little bit better. I mean, James Harden for his career is an 86% free throw shooter. So, you know, those are points that you're leaving out on the table. And when you are getting to the line as often as Jalen Green can, I think it's important that he's able to do that. Now, you brought up Green and you brought up, you know, the third quarter and just how important that it was. I thought what was most impressive to me about, you know, a 20-point third quarter in the NBA, that's pretty remarkable, and it's really, really tough to do. But all the shots that he made, here are the shots that he made, all right? I'm going to run them down to you. Layup, dunk, layup, step back three, 8-foot floater, layup. He got to the line 8 times, and then he makes 6 shots. Only one of them was a 3. The other 5 shots came in the paint. So the fact that he's attacking the rim, getting to the rim, and finishing at the rim, I thought that's what was most impressive, because oftentimes, especially with him, and this is young players in general, when you score in bunches like he did in that quarter, so much of it is from the three-point line. And sometimes you fall in love with that shot. But he only took 3 threes in that quarter. He made one of them, but he got to the rim, he got into the paint, and that's where he did all of his damage in that quarter.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, I think about a couple of plays stand out to me from that game. It's the drive against Booker where he gives him a little body at the end, and he talks a little noise after he scores there. But I thought that was a big boy drive to the basket there. That one's in the third quarter, I think. And then maybe it's in the fourth quarter where he's going against Campaign and he's going for a floater and he gets fouled. I think that was later in the game. I don't think that was the third quarter. That might have been in the fourth quarter. But those are two, like, really, I thought, like, just more so than just the – more so than, like, how he focused on him missing those free throws. I really thought it was impressive that he was attacking the rim, kind of like you mentioned. I thought it was impressive that he was attacking the basket. Those two plays that I mentioned to me were more – indicative of how, just kind of how aggressive he was and sort of what his mentality was in that game. I was really impressed by that.
Yeah, he's got that. And he's, you know, I do think one of the negatives with him last year, like, I think, especially early in his career, his best scoring games where he had the one game, I think it was against Boston really early last year, where he made eight threes and everyone's, you know, wow, he made eight threes and scored 30. He's the, like the youngest guy since Kobe to score 30. Well, so much of it was from the three-point line. I want you to be more well-rounded. So I want you going to the rim. I want you getting to the free throw line. So when he's able to do that, when he's able to get to the line 16, and that's against a really good team too. That's not against, you know, Orlando or Oklahoma City or a team that's going to be in the lottery. That's a team that has a chance to win a championship. So when you can score 20 and a quarter against that type of a team and not, and it's not like a fluky thing where you're just making a bunch of threes, that's impressive. And that's what, that's how you become a scoring champion. And that's how you wind up, you know, getting to all-star games. It's off of quarters like that.